This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, Dave is joining us here on Second Date Update this morning. Hey, Dave, first of all, thanks for having the courage and for riding us and for joining us on Second Date Update. How are you?
A little lost. I thought Jessica and I vibed really well, but now I'm not hearing from her.
Yeah. Dave, can you go back to your date itself? Like, tell us about the time with her.
Yeah, it was casual, and maybe that was the problem.
Okay, so it was too casual, or
yeah,
or what? I mean, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but, you know, what did you do?
Okay, so I want a dog, but I'm just too busy, so I like to go to the dog run and, you know, watch them around, and Jessica joined me a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so you went to, like, a dog park? And that was that all there was to it, or did you also go get coffee or something before or after?
I really botched it, didn't I? Yeah, we didn't go anywhere else. I brought some Kind bars and those hand warmer things, though.
All right. So you went to a dog park without a dog and just watched the dogs and talked?
And ate the Kind bars, yes.
Okay, got it. All right.
Does she have a dog? Like, is she into dogs? Is that something that she was into? It, you know,
yeah,
like
she picked a dog for her future self, like at the dog run, and we joked around a lot.
Oh, so all she right. doesn't even have a dog right now? Okay,
so there was some good conversation or not?
I mean, God, now I'm overthinking everything. But when we were together, it felt really natural, like fun and easy.
Okay. If you say so. All right. So here's the maybe most important thing to determine how the date went itself, Dave, is how did you leave things with Jessica?
She gave me a kiss on the cheek and said she'd like to see me again.
Really?
And any follow-up?
Okay.
Any follow-up after that?
I must have done something wrong because I texted her and she said she was really busy and then I never heard from her again.
Okay, so she kissed you on the cheek, but you haven't heard back. You texted her. All right, well, let's just do this. Let's call her up. We're going to play a song, Dave. Just relax. Take a deep breath. We're going to come back, hopefully with Jessica, if she agrees to come on our show, get some answers, and hopefully get you to a second date. And then we'll try to work on maybe coming up with something a little more special than just going to look at some dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be great.
All right. Yeah. You hold on right there, Dave, and we'll come right back. Second half, Second Date Update next with Thunder and PT and the Wolf.
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bobopedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Well, Jessica kissed Dave at the end of their date, at least on the cheek. They went and looked at the dogs at a dog park and had some Kind bars.
I really botched it, didn't I?
So was Dave's maybe lack of imagination for a first date preventing him from seeing Jessica again? Let's call her and find out.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Jessica, please?
Yeah, this is she.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Jessica. Thanks for picking up. Thanks for answering. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is not a sales call. We are calling from a radio station this morning. We're we're Thunder and Pete.
Can I say hi to my mom?
Well, in a minute, yeah. Yes, can I just tell you why we're calling you, and then we'll have plenty of time for that. How would you feel about joining us on the radio to discuss a recent date that you went on? It's connected to your date. Yeah, it's connected to your dating life.
Okay, but I don't really have much of a dating life.
Okay. I think we heard a little differently. We heard from a gentleman named Dave that enjoyed meeting you recently.
Oh, my God. I'm not prepared for someone like him.
Okay, Dave, you're not prepared for somebody like Dave.
Was he rude to you or something?
No. You know, he was sweet, and I was super happy. I just thought he wanted to take things slow.
Okay, so then can you tell us what the issue was?
Yeah, sure. Like, when we were saying goodbye, he said he wanted to hook up with me.
Out loud. Okay, so you're not on the same page there, and I'm just going to be honest with you here, Jessica. Dave told us that at the end of the date that there was a kiss on the cheek. Did that response from him, did that come right after the kiss, or what?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so you're not on the same page.
Clearly.
With that.
No, not by a mile. Uh-huh. Like, I'm for real inexperienced, and I can't, like, I don't want to rush into anything like that.
But neither do I.
Okay, all right. Dave, hold on. Jessica, I thought we had Dave on hold, and we had him hold on. We talked to him we found out about this because we talked to Dave a few minutes ago. We had him hold on here.
Jessica, if I said I wanted to hook up with you, that's not what I meant. I was nervous because I couldn't believe things were going so well.
I mean, you seem so, like, you have a lot of swag.
I do. I'm not exactly very experienced myself.
Jessica, are we talking about the same Dave here?
The dog park Dave, right?
We have the right, correct Dave.
Yes.
You think
yes,
this
Dave? I don't date a lot.
Think Dave has a lot of swag?
Yeah, seems to know what he's doing.
And
yeah.
Dave, what did you say? You said that you wanted to. What do you mean you didn't mean that when you said, I want to hook up with you, you didn't mean it that way?
What did you mean to say?
What was the intent then?
I mean, like, let's hook up later. Like, I'll see you later. We'll meet again later.
I want to hook up again with you.
Yeah, like to hook up again.
Okay, got it. And do something else. So it was like, I'd love to see you again, but you said, I want to hook up with you. Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, but it was an accident.
Okay.
You didn't mean it like
just,
that.
Simple misunderstanding.
So, Jessica, like, obviously you were off-putting by that or whatever, right? So,
yeah. Poor choice of words, maybe, but understandable.
But, Jessica, you do want to see Dave again. You just want to take things a little slower.
Slow.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if it's like, you know, we start off friends with the possibility of more, then yes, I'm totally in.
You can't get much slower than going to a dog park.
Dreaming about the possibility of having
dogs,
a dog.
Which I think is sweet.
It is sweet.
You didn't get coffee or anything afterwards. And what did, Dave, you brought some Kind bars. Yeah. What do you plan next, Dave? You're going to ask Jessica out again. Jessica's already agreed here on the radio.
Should we try a restaurant or something? Maybe you have a whole plate of food?
I mean, a restaurant's pretty intense,
Okay, maybe a coffee.
You stop at, like, a Panera or something?
Yeah, coffee date, lunch, or a kind of that Panera, like, in-between breakfast lunch thing that they're really...
A brunch, they call it, I think.
Get one of those bread bowls with soup in it.
There you go.
So what are you thinking here, Jessica, hearing all this? Are you ready for a Panera date?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was such a misunderstanding, is great to hear, because it was a lot of fun. So,
good.
Yeah.
Dave, are you going to call Jessica up and say, hey, are you ready for Panera? We want to make sure you don't ever contact us again.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna text her in a second.
Because he wants it to go well. That's
we don't have third. The reason for that, because we don't call it third date update, it's second date update, so... you're on your own after this. So I just want to make sure you get the, you know, if we get put the ball in your court, you're ready to go. So
yeah,
Panera,
we don't need you to say, like, hey, you want to Netflix and chill, and then Jessica thinks it means more. Right,
when are you going to text, when are you going to text Jessica for the Panera date?
Like, as soon as they hang up the phone.
Okay, perfect. Our work here is done.
Yep, there
BT,
we go.
Another great job.
Hey, that's how we do it.
Let's work. Will you let us know how things go if you step into the something more zone? Okay,
okay,
perfect. All right, sounds good. Jessica,
best
Dave,
of luck,
great
guys.
Great job, best of luck. And not awkward at all here on
Second Date Update.
Great job, kids.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.